This podcast was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local podcasts, go on our website freshfm.net or download the accessmedia.nz app.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Kia ora, Aaron.
Hey, welcome to another Magic Monday with Mikel and... Oh, man. Only my name started with M. Anyway.
Keeping it fresh from the Motueka studio on a cloudy day.
Yes.
Yeah, still warm.
Second to last day of November of 2021.
That and means summer is coming.
It's definitely coming.
Right.
You're listening to... Chop suey.
We got a menu.
We do have a menu.
And we're going to start with the starters.
We're starting with the starters. And we tonight's first track is...
Hip hop.
It's all the way from...
Catalunya, Spain. Yeah. Close to Barcelona, the hood, the suburbs. Las niñas del corro, which means the girls... I'm not going to be able to explain this.
Wow, you can try.
You sit down on a circle all together, maybe drinking beer, maybe saying your stuff about the, you know, whatever. The school, when you're little, teenager, you sit down.
It's like the woman's, like the gangster woman circle.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Okay.
Get this in your ear holes for a brand new Monday.
Show de otro. Yeah.
dollar bill, y'all.
It's a dollar bill that kills y'all.
All right.
Hey, that was a heck of a gangster song to start with.
Yep, that was Las Niñas del Corro, good starter. And we're going to do, it's not a cover, but you're going to recognize.
You're definitely going to recognize it. It's a bit of a, it's almost like a trap, no, it's not a trap song.
A mashup.
A mashup. Mashup. Like a remix, yeah. It's a trash up.
Wow! So the name is Am I Your Woman?
Yeah, it's featuring Rhea Curry by Speedometer.
Chug it on.
Yeah, let's go.
Right on.
Hey.
Well. Obviously it was Beyonce. I mean Beyonce. Yeah. But the song, Jay-Z, Beyonce, that video clip. I don't have much to say. That was another starter. Covers versus original samples and all this music mash. How you said, Aaron? Mashup.
I said trash up.
Opa.
I didn't mean to say that. I was gonna say trap music mashup, and I said trash up.
So, that's all good.
You know, it's cool.
Don't you worry. Okay, now we got another sample cover.
Yeah, this is pretty cool, this one.
We already play Isidro do Sound from my homeland a couple of times, but this is a cover they've done, a French band called L'Entourloupe.
Oh, perfect.
And the name of the song is My Art on the Market.
Yeah, it's got a Jamaican vibe.
Ratatata.
But so, hey, this is good to get some spicy chicken wings in you or...
Your taste buds.
Yeah. Have a rum. Have a good time. Come on.
Enjoy it. Woo!
Même si l'argent ne fait toujours pas le bonheur, le monde entier est à ses pieds. Le monde entier est à ses pieds. Peut-être le regrettez-vous, peut-être pas.
What you gonna do, baby? Tell me what you gonna do. What you gonna do, baby? Baby, yeah. What you gonna do, baby? Tell me what you gonna do. Baby, what you gonna do, baby? You say when all the sound, I'm gonna put my art on the market.
I'ma do what I got to. Just so get to the just so get to the top. Come on. I'ma do what I got to. Just so get to the just so get to the top. I'ma do what I got to. Just so get to the top. Smiling at my haters, come and watching when them ride through. I'ma stay focused. Yeah. Get my grind on. Love it when you in the light, cause you got your shine on.
De dollars ne baigne pas votre vin. Mais vous vivez, comme tout le monde, simplement, mais avec le sourire.
Right, that was a bit of French right there.
Oh yeah, bring the French back every time, don't you, Mikel?
That's all good. I mean, it always brings some flavor.
Yeah.
Right, a few weeks ago we got used to play croquettes for starters.
Yeah.
That means the chili peppers.
Yeah, so here we are. We got Don't Forget Me, Red Hot Chili Peppers from
By
the Way.
What we said about these guys, like in this song, everyone is playing.
It's perfection, this song.
But sometimes, you know, like the Chili Peppers, sometimes one of them is like doing his thing, one, the other thing. Feel right now in this song is like everyone.
Yeah, everyone's at that right
harmony.
You know, they're just meshing together perfectly in the song. And, you know, we've got everything working, rolling perfectly. There's no one on drugs. Asleep in the corner. You know, there's no one like doing their own thing on the drums. They're just hitting the spot. Yeah, it's good.
Good starter then.
So this is off the By the Way album from 2002. So, yeah. See what you think.
I'm a notion.
That was a beautiful finish too, wasn't it?
Don't forget me.
Yeah.
Chicka, great. Chicka.
Red Hot Chili Peppers doing the magic all again. Over again.
Yep. All right, that was the starters.
That was it, man.
And I think it's time to introduce our new guest for tonight.
Oh, yes.
We Fernando, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, yeah.
All right. We're going to bring a bit of South American taste. Fernando came all the way from Argentina. And how long you've been here in New Zealand?
Well, I first came to New Zealand back in 2003.
I was in Queenstown for a while. Then I lived in a place called Milford Sound. For many years.
Nice.
So that was an interesting experience. Yeah, anyway, on and off in New Zealand since back in 2003, yeah.
That's a while ago. Yeah. Awesome. Great. Well, we're going to jump into the mains tonight with some heavy stuff. I mean, when I mean heavy, I'm thinking about food.
Yeah. I mean, like, for me, like, Incubus is this one that we're coming up. I don't want to say it's something spicy. I want to say it's something more like peppery or...
But I feel like some of the songs, for example, now we're doing radio, okay? Mm. You and me, Aaron. And it's okay, we're cooking some flavors here for whoever is listening and want to taste this food. Mm. But Incubus sometimes always play these, like, songs that they know they're going to work. The melody, everything. Yeah. But they also play these songs that... They're just having fun.
They're just letting loose. They're just letting everything out. And they're just...
There's some drumming here.
They just get it right, you know? Well, and that's what I like about it. This is Under My Umbrella from Morning View.
Right. Balance of Flavors.
It's perfect. Listening to
Chop Suey
on Fresh.
Right. I'm going to say, I have to say.
Yeah.
That was fish with bones, with the head, with the skin.
Yeah.
You don't get too comfortable.
You had to work that, eh?
Chop suey is going to bring you some stuff that you got to go for it.
Absolutely. And Fernando, we just have to rewind a little bit.
Do we?
Yeah, because we need to do...
Sponsor.
Yeah, we didn't do our starters. Starter Snow, what do you buy? Mutiti Hills Vineyard, Eagers Road, Upper Mutiti. And then Mains tonight is brought to you by Alberta's Cafe on the wharf in Mapua. 2 for 1.
Oh my God, on sale. Yeah, Fernando, I was going to ask you like how we are used to eat the seafood, peel the prawns. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. What? You have to peel? No, I'm kidding. Thought they come peeled.
Well, but I'm actually allergic to prawns.
Oh,
I love prawns. Okay. And when I was in Milford Sound, I said before I lived in Milford Sound for a while,
yeah.
So I used to get free crayfish.
Oh,
I used to take the boys diving with a speedboat. They used to catch the fish, the crayfish, and we used to share it.
Nice.
But one day, my throat got really swollen.
No. Mm. But bad, like
bad,
breathe, not much.
I had some air going through in a very tiny hole.
Oh, man.
I did have a straw. Someone told me, you have to get a straw just in case you have to plug it in.
Suck it.
That's really sad.
I mean, now we can laugh, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was an experience.
So, is it just New Zealand?
No, come on.
No. I did have a reaction back in Panama. I remember that I was visiting the Panama Canal, and we had some seafood. I wasn't sure if I was allergic to seafood by then.
Mm.
So I had some, I think it was like, lobster or something like that.
Yeah.
And I will never forget that. It got all swollen. I had to go to the public bathroom and start scratching my skin everywhere. Oh, it was just everywhere. Anyway.
It's funny, all these allergies. Now that you're talking about that, just reminds me that I got allergy to the sun and the Mediterranean. Sunburn. I'm from the Basque Country, which means Atlantic Ocean, on the way to England, borderline with France. But when I went on holidays to the Mediterranean, I went to the beach and I came up all on rash, my skin. I was like scratching my back on the on the walls of the apartment because couldn't handle it. That was me and my mom. Mm. And my dad have to come to pick me up and take me to the doctors or whatever. Mm. What happened? My dad got the same allergy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sure.
To the sun. And the doctor says, hey, you got allergy to the sun. What are we going to do? Vampires now? Or?
Well, I mean, I'm down with that. I've got an allergy to the sun too.
No.
But I just think that's my gingerness.
Ginger.
You know, it's coming out, you know.
Okay.
I don't go any other shade. I'm like white or red.
Raspberries and cream.
That's it, man.
Okay, now we got... good Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. Speaking of raspberries and cream, here's Renegades
of Funk
from Rage Against the Machine. Get this in your ear.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. And in the Renaissance
and shocking and rocking and putting aside the hip.
Right, this video, guys.
Yeah, that should be up on our.
It's Facebook already page. Up. I don't know. I know you don't check our Facebook page.
I trust you, man.
That's all good. That's all good. Renegades of Funk. Yeah. Good old school video with all the revolutionary resistance icons
just
right
what
there.
We need. Just what we need.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, said that in the last episode that we were going political. I mean, if you play Race Against the Machine, of course. Yeah. The times we're living right now, not everybody's happy. What are we going to do?
That's right. And before that, we played the Bone and Fish.
Fish and Bones.
That was Milk It by Nirvana, just for you.
From
people who keep messaging me saying, what was that previous song?
From the album In Utero?
In Utero.
Oh, sorry. No. I told you my pronunciation is got in there. Well, after this one, we got The Cure.
Yes.
Fernando, this is we have to say that this is the good old school days when we were doing mixtapes. Side A, side B.
Absolutely. We used to say to the boys, hey, let's just be quiet because we're going to play a song with one of the recorders.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to play Rec on the other one.
Yeah.
And it has to be all silent, otherwise you actually get all the sound.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I miss the good old times, I tell you.
Well, in the break, or beforehand when the music was playing, we were talking about listening to a CD from start to finish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Adele, we know Adele.
Okay, yeah. Yes, we do.
She just put on Spotify a new album.
Okay.
And... and she said to them, look, that album's supposed to be listened from start to finish. Can you take the shuffle off?
Mm-hmm.
So they took the shuffle off.
Okay. So that doesn't exist in Spotify at the moment on that album.
Yeah.
Good.
So you have to listen to it. I mean, obviously, once it starts playing, you can stop it, go to another song. But
please,
there's no shuffle.
Please do.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. The Cure.
Moving forward.
Close to me.
Yeah. Where's this from and what's it
from back
the,
in
hand, the hand on the door 1985
this video is on our Facebook page. I don't check it out.
Oh, okay, cool. I will one day.
Thank you. mejores y peores. Sí. Porque andas diciendo que se debe hacer. Escucha lo que te canto, pero no confundir de paz lo que canto. Que me hablas de privilegios de una raza soberana, superiores, imperiales, venga de poder.
¿Cómo se te ocurre que algunos son elegidos y otros son para alejarte de ambiciones de poder?
Es malo tu destino, que marcó tu camino. La canción que es valiente, es canción para siempre. Son tantos, ay, cómo pueden ser tantos. En la escuela nos enseñan a memorizar fechas de batalla, pero que poco nos enseñan de amor.
Discriminar, eso no está nada bien. Ante los ojos de Dios todos somos iguales.
Sos el que hace la guerra, dicta falsas condenas. El que ama la violencia, que no tiene conciencia.
Que sos. Así es como te ves. Sen que se que se sen. Que se que se que se sen. Todo te dice que sos. Así es como te ves. Sen que se que se sen. Que re que se que se sen.
Porque van lastimando a quien se ve distinto, imponiendo posturas siempre con mano dura.
Mal bicho.
That was great.
Los fabulosos Cadillacs, which mean Cadillac, you know, the car. Fabulous.
Fabulous. Fabulous Cadillacs.
Yeah, mal bicho. They're talking, they just don't want any war. They just want peace. Yep. They want good vibes. These trumpets, all the way from Argentina.
Yeah, that's...
Fernando, you're originally from Buenos Aires, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from Buenos Aires.
How nice. Many people live in...
Well, in the province of Buenos Aires, it's around 16 million.
Say again?
16 million.
16, oh yeah.
That means one sixth.
Yeah. Oh, is that
yeah, 1/6 million.
Okay.
In the city of Buenos Aires, the whole city is around 8 million, and the capital of Buenos Aires, which is a city within a city, is around 5 million, yeah.
Oh, so just...
Yes, a few. Yeah, just, it's a few Argentinians right there.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. That's good to know. Don't go there when it's too hot.
Right.
It'll we be go real hot.
We got The Cure.
Yeah.
We got Mal Bicho, and now we got Violent Femmes.
Yeah, and you were just saying how you have an allergy to the sun and the Mediterranean.
I did.
I think they wrote this for you, huh?
Blister in the sun, high as a kite. Well, this is one of the goats, isn't it? I consider tonight we had goats.
Yeah.
And they're going there, greatest of all time.
Absolutely.
All right. They sing a little bit in... No, not this one. They just slow down.
This is 1983, and the album was called The Violent Femmes.
All right.
Why not, eh? If you're that good, here we go.
Aaron, you were telling me you're not going to be able to pronounce the Basque song of the night.
Oh, what? No way. I can't do this one. It's not this one anyway. It's the next one.
It is?
No, it's the next one. This one here. This is what I've been trying to say.
Yeah, but what I mean is like you can give it a try because now we have Berry Charrac, this band we played a while ago.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song, of the track?
It is... Ikusi Arti.
I'm gonna give you a high five.
Yeah
boy.
Yeah, that's how
that means see you later, and that's from the album Ikasten, which means studying, and that's old school. I was 15.
Now can you say it properly?
Ikusi Arte. You just say it right.
Ikusi Arte. Yeah, perfect. That's pretty good.
Two minutes 40 seconds. I was explaining to you, for me this is like pop metal melody, and I'm gonna shout.
Good.
I'm not happy.
We like a bit of shout.
I'm Basque.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Go for it.
All right, here we go. Get it in ya.
Eta ikusiate 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 Zen unireki Etxera itzuli nintzen La rosa batekin Baina berdin duia da Diketzaitu maite Dila ezazu beste bat Eta ikusi arte Dila ezazu beste bat Eta ikusi arte Dila ezazu beste bat Eta ikusi arte Ikusi arte ikusi arte
They are. Mics are on. That means we gotta talk.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk you about the Ikusi Arte. That was, I'm gonna tell you, 20 years ago, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe even more.
Did I write it down? Yeah, 1999, man.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah, 22.
So, going into the bad, into the old school, because we got the best of Bowie.
Yeah, well, actually, this is a Queen song.
From the album... I know you got it brightly down.
Hot Space, from 1981.
Okay.
Now, Wednesday last week.
Yep.
Was the 30-year anniversary of Freddie Mercury's death.
Right.
So.
Feeling it.
Let's give it to him. I mean, they're both dead. So.
Yeah.
Let's bring him back.
I was telling you about. The duet, the collaborations, Freddie Mercury and David Bowie, and some of them they didn't work. Like Freddie Mercury tried to do a collaboration with Michael Jackson.
Yes.
But I was explaining to you, Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie,
is
beautiful, but they don't tell all the truth.
Well, no, you know, they Hollywood it up, right?
Well, Freddie Mercury was like going off the road.
Yeah, totally.
And Michael Jackson decided not to do that collaboration because Freddie was going hard.
Yeah.
Even Elton John was saying, like, Freddie's parties are up in the...
Yeah.
Up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, now we got David Bowie.
Yeah, so let's go into a little bit more of a fun fact. The song...
Yep.
...originally was called People on Streets. But their managers, the people who produced it, thought, it's not really that...
Not
catchy.
Feeling it.
Not catchy enough.
So. Radio edit.
So, Under Pressure, Queen, David Bowie. See what you think. Here we go.
Shoot. Things like the days and nights.
blind man sat on a fence, but I don't want.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Fresh.
Oh, I love that finish.
Tell me, baby.
Yeah.
You were telling me, actually.
A few weeks ago I said I had beef with the Chili Peppers, and since we've been, you know, doing this, my love for them has grown.
All right.
I'm like, whoa, man, that actually really bloody good.
Yeah.
Whew.
All right.
Anyway.
You were telling me, Aaron, that, well, actually, I got an apology from years ago, right now, in between songs that we were talking right here.
Yes.
Because you were not saying good morning because the music was so loud in the kitchen that you didn't realize I was getting in.
Okay, so let's go back a few years. Okay, so
back in the future,
Mikael and I worked together.
Yep, yep.
And of course, I was always the first and last in the kitchen. And I used to listen to, you know,
it was Radiohead.
So it was the live from Oxford. Was it the live from Oxford?
Yes.
Or in the basement. Or
Live in Oxford.
And so I'd start the CD, and for some reason, Mikael always turned up
at the climax.
Yeah, at the climax of the song.
Climax.
Or it'd be like, I'm just trying to think of the song now, Idiotic.
That was generally the one. That was the first one of Chop Suey on the first episode. Yeah. So This Is Us.
So you'd always turn up at that time, and you'd say hello, and of course, you know, I'm like, don't interrupt me. You're listening to the greatest thing of all time, right?
And maybe 7 years after, I got an apologize for not getting a good morning back, eh?
So yeah, I publicly apologize for not saying good morning every morning.
Right on. Mm. We're going to switch. We're going to jump to all the way to Argentina, because we got Ataque 77, which means Attack 77. The name of the song is Espadas and Serpientes, Swords and Snakes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Fernando, can you tell us something about the band, about the song?
Well, yeah, Ataque 77 was one of the first punk rock bands in Argentina.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of punk rock bands before that, but like Violadores and... but this band was very similar to the Ramones, and they took... Cool.
Yeah,
they took a lot of bits and pieces of the Clash as well, and they brought to the music scene in Buenos Aires.
I feel Argentina has many rock bands that they were epic in Argentina, and they have what you said, like some similarities with some of the big bands.
I mean, I definitely see the Ramones now, looking at the cover of the album and
the attitude.
Yeah.
The name of the album is El Cielo Puede Esperar. Sky
Can Wait.
Can Wait. Heaven Can Wait.
And what does it mean for you? Like, is there some kind of...
Well, look, it's interesting that you asked, Aaron. I grew up with my brother. I've got one older brother. He was really into Depeche Mode and, even Roxette. Like, he got really into Roxette. Very pop music.
Mm.
And he was quite, like, the guy who likes going to the nightclubs and all that. And he was, you know, quite good with the girls.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way.
I was the black sheep in the family, and I grew my mojo, and
the good old days.
So I was one of the only ones in my class listening to punk rock, and I really like Ataque 77, and it was sort of my...
There's a few bands we're gonna bring from South America, because we already talked to Matias, and we got Heaps.
Yeah, I love it. It's very, like, I mean, I haven't listened to much, you know, we were talking about it earlier, like, we don't have that influence here of that kind of stuff, and I love that fighting spirit or...
Revolutionary.
You know, that kind of, like, this is who we are, and...
Yeah, because we're not happy, Aaron, we're not happy, this is not New Zealand, I mean, this is New Zealand, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
When we grew up, it wasn't happy times, so you have to fight.
Don't forget that, you know... In 77, this is what is called Ataque 77, it was when the dictatorship was in Argentina.
Right,
there was a lot of rage amongst the population. This is why all these bands and the punk rock got quite popular there.
Mm.
I think in one of the episodes we played in Chop Suey, we played Anita Tijoux from Chile, and she's always like saying 1977, which is the year. What happened? Guys, we're going to rock it.
We're going to blow your ear holes right off. Listen to this. maybe. Chop suey.
Aquellas noches, también te recuerdo a vos. Ese fue mi último golpe, también fue mi último amor. Yo te había jurado que ya no robaría. Yo no quería terminar.
You're listening to
Chop Suey
on Fresh.
Yeah.
All right. You spin me round.
Yeah.
Like a record.
Like a record right round, baby.
Okay, well, now let's say this is in our section of covers versus original.
It is, and
we're going to give a call because we got the Ghostbusters.
We're going to give a call. Who you going to call? There it is.
And yeah, somebody will get the call. It's just we want to ask you if you think that Chop Suey thinks the cover is better or the original is better. So whoever answers the phone and guess the right answer, gonna get a platter in Tastology. A platter? It's two platters. I don't know. It's a platter. We gotta check it out.
A platter.
Oh, it's a French platter or what is that?
It's a platter.
Oh, man. Aaron, sometimes I think you have to keep it kiwi.
Yeah, sorry, it's a platter.
It's all right. So
a fisherman's basket.
Yeah,
we're gonna call someone now, or we're doing it in a
we're moment? Gonna think about it.
We're gonna think about it
with the Sweet Love track. And okay. I could hear the phone was ready, but yeah, whoever.
I didn't do this though. I didn't do like
ching ching ching. Oh, Aaron, you got all the buttons. Now we're ready. But Sweet Love is gonna be playing now. Cooking Soul, the first of our desserts, and after that, somebody will get a platter.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be calling someone. We've got 2 minutes and 34 seconds for that person to get ready. So here we go. Sweet Love, Cooking Soul.
For my real niggas only. Sound like it's straight from the motherfucking cassette.
Call someone.
All right, so that was Always On My Mind. No, sorry, Sweet Love from Cooking Soul.
Oh, hang on, I'm doing this wrong, aren't I?
And we got a question for one of our loyal listeners, and the question is, while Aaron is making noises all around, if You Spin Me Round is better than the original song, the one we play tonight from Dope, or is meh, you know, like yeah, nah.
Hopefully someone answers.
Well, otherwise, we're going to keep on rocking the desserts.
Guys, for. Oh.
Hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
Who's there?
Who's this? Hey, how's it going?
I think we got our heads spinning around. Eh?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. We got the noises.
Spinning around. Around on the radio and in your mind.
Oh, Antonio, yes. The radio is full of noises. How about that song from Dope? You Spin Me Round. You reckon that's better than the original for Chop Suey? You know how Chop Suey...
You spin me right round, 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 round.
Baby, round, round. Like a record.
Is that the original or is that the cover? Sometimes I don't even know.
I think that was... The one we played tonight was a cover.
It was a cover, man.
And it was like a hard-on cover. But
that's the cover.
Who knows?
That's good.
So what do you reckon, man? Is it
improve?
Does Chop Suey vote yes for the cover or no for the cover?
It's like creme brulee.
Yes for the cover.
Ooh.
What you got there, Aaron?
Man, I don't even have it.
We're gonna have to hit the next song, eh?
I'm sorry, man.
Antonio,
I'm sorry, man.
It was great to talk to you.
It was really nice. Oh. Hey there.
Thank you.
Oh man, I'm feeling the vibe of Antonio feeling depressed because he didn't get it. But we're gonna keep on trying.
Yeah, that's
gonna keep on calling.
Yeah,
you better be ready.
We just didn't quite know our inner feelings at that moment.
Okay, the last song we listened was Always on My Mind from Marbet Russell from Germany.
Yep.
I told you these guys got to know each other. They were in after pub, how you call it. I was playing to Aaron the places that open at 3 a.m. when the other ones shut. You know what I mean? Well, what I mean
well,
is
we
like,
don't really have that here.
I know. What I mean is like when the party is getting there.
Yeah.
So this girl were like giving the flyers. Mm. Hey, come to this place because we have
advertising
drinks.
Girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other two guys was like, yeah, let's go. And they said, well, how about we make a band? You and us. And that was them.
That was them. It's funny when I was growing up, we didn't have after pubs or, you know, after clubs. It was like, I guess we did really. It was like, you know, you go somewhere for dinner or whatever and then you go to a nightclub.
Yep.
But it was like the nightclub was probably shut at about 3, 4. I don't think there was anything very late.
Yeah.
But when I lived in Christchurch and the main place was the Holy Grail.
Ooh.
That's what it was called.
That sounds like the place.
Yeah, the Holy Grail. Yeah, anyway.
You gotta follow the Holy Grail. Okay, next
Let's
one.
Let's move on.
Golden Light. I feel the desserts tonight are very sweet.
Yeah.
I think I've cooked a few of them, Aaron. I want to bring to you guys.
Definitely.
Fernando,
feels like you're
Aaron,
tonight.
I feel sweet.
Now, what's the name of this band?
STRFKR.
Okay, like it's definitely that. I wasn't like, oh, that's not some...
You know, some Basque with a lot of K's.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm pretty sure
I cannot pronounce this.
Yeah. How do I say that? Sturf. I was like, okay, I'm pretty bad at my.
No worries. Let's listen to the track.
Anyway, here we go. Let's get it in here.
Well, when you were telling me about the name of the band, I feel appreciation for these guys. So they're not gonna be called the Rolling Stones or the Beatles or the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're just gonna be called STRFKR, just in case you wanna search for them.
But do we know what that stands for yet?
The thing is, these guys are from Oregon. You remember my fascination for Idaho, Portland, Oregon, Connecticut, Maryland. I can go on, Wisconsin.
Is that just because they were the first English words you learned? They're like, okay, English lessons today, the states of America.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know. Texas. I feel the vibe. But, well, name of the song, Golden Light, from the Miracle Mile.
And that's from 2013. So it's, you know, it's aging by the day.
We're going to jump back in the days.
Yeah, we're going to go way back.
How about the song of the million covers, Sunny?
And it's funny because actually on Saturday I was having a conversation with my kids about this, because this is the original, right?
This is the real deal.
Sunny from Bobby Hebb.
One day, Antonio will call you. Which one you prefer, the cover or the original?
Yeah, you best be listening. And we were talking, and because I was playing the... now, I forget what band he was in, but the Barnaby Weir Kiwi guy version. And I love that track.
Yeah.
And they were saying, no, we like the original, so...
I gotta say, I drive a Sunny. And I feel like Sunny is like the standard car. When you picture, you close your eyes, you picture pasta bolognese, and you see the picture or the chop suey. Nissan Sunny is just the car. Like a square, gray, boring.
Yeah,
it works. It's gonna last forever. This song is gonna
last. So you reckon, like, okay, draw a car, you know, to someone. Like, okay, just quickly draw a car. They're gonna draw a Sunny.
Oh, Nissan Sunny for life.
It's just the easiest car to draw.
For life. Like Fonterra for life.
Okay, that's sounding political. Let's get the song on.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that folds the grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Well, well, well.
That was Apocalypse from Cigarettes After Sex. I would say this song will make it to the section of making love songs.
Yeah, that's your one, eh?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a great song.
Apocalypse, your lips, is what it says. I don't know if you noticed that.
I think you're feeling the the vibe. Okay, Fernando, we have 5 quick questions for our guest tonight.
All right.
And we're gonna go into it. Which album you've played the most? Or you reckon you've been like spinning round, 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 round like a record man?
I would say that would have been Ramona's Mania.
Right.
So Ramon's Mania.
Yeah.
Back in 1995, I would say, yeah.
I wanna interrupt.
Yeah,
because Aaron just had a laugh when Fernando said Ramones Mania.
Yeah,
Because we said MacGyver
and
Spiderman. We said Wi-Fi.
What I was laughing at actually was that you said it in your
MacGyver.
In your mother language.
MacGyver.
And then you corrected it in like the Kiwi. The Kiwi way, like, oh, hang on, I'll just say Raymond.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
I would say, yeah, exactly. I have never pronounced that album since 1995. So it came out to my mind, you know, what we used to call it, you know, Ramones Mania.
Yeah.
Made in USA.
Made
in USA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Fernando, I'm feeling the vibe. Thank you for coming, because sometimes we are, from another world. Anyway... second question of the night. We're going to change the vibe. If you got to choose a vegetable that you're going to eat, you mean veggies? Wedges? No, if you're going to choose a vegetable for life and you're going to eat that, which one would you choose?
Artichokes.
Go for it.
Absolutely.
Boom, bim, bam, straight.
And how?
Boiled with some vinegar and oil. So you actually rip, you know, you pull the leaves, get them wet in the mix, eat them, and then when you get to the heart, you go, oh my god, that was so good, so you start a new one.
Wow.
I gotta say the artichokes here in this side of the world are pretty different from where I'm from. The right. same as the mussels. You guys have monster mussels. Mm. We got small ones, artichokes. Back home, you peel them and you can eat the whole thing. Yeah, here, yeah. you have to...
Yeah, you have to pull the little bit out. Yeah.
yeah. Alias whistle around.
Yeah, I think not long ago, probably about 5 years ago, was the first time I actually ate a fresh one, you know, boiled, and we dipped it in butter or hollandaise, and it was really nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, next question of the night would be, if you got a barbecue and you're going to burn a sausage because you don't feel the flavor, would be, which band or food or chef or singer would you burn
crucify?
You know what I mean? Like, I have beef with Sting. I feel that I'm sometimes bringing this subject too often. Aaron, you probably have beef with somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Fernando, would you choose something, somebody, some music or food that you said, like, no, this is not for me?
No, look, to be honest, I guess when I was younger, I would have, but now I'm very open-minded, so I try not to judge. I try to appreciate all the music.
Okay.
And all the food.
No worries. I will go for Jamie Oliver. Yes. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Like all the way or just a little sear?
Oh, I will slowly. Yeah. You know, I will just keep it like the way he squeezed the lemon with this passion. I will do the same on the Barbie.
Long and slow.
Sounds like jealousy. Man,
no worries. No worries. Another question. If you go to the supermarket and you're by yourself and you say, tonight, today, one. I want a treat. And it's like, is these crackers, these chips, this chocolate, this is like, this is me. We're going to tell you, Julia and Elena. Elena was the salami.
Salami, yeah.
And Julia was the chippies. Eh?
Yeah.
Fernando, you have a go-to?
Absolutely. Ice cream.
Oh. So,
can I give any brands? Or?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I would go maybe for like Kohu Road chocolate, which is absolutely exceptional. Or I could fall into a Häagen-Dazs Belgium chocolate easily.
Ooh, I think we got an specialist here. Yeah, eh? Yeah, we got
We're into that.
All right. I mean, one of the songs we played tonight was like the Making Love songs, Apocalypse. And would you choose a kind of music? You said like, yeah, this is the one to get the mood. Or would you choose, you had an album when you were a...
Well, I usually get in the mood very easily, so I don't really need a song, but...
that's the way.
I'm just trying to think. I'm pretty sure that there used to be some songs.
I feel like Matias, the Argentinian blood, came along here and said, like, you don't only pick one place. Yeah. You don't only pick one song. So I'm agree. I think let's play the next song.
What was that band with the, you know, that we were talking about earlier with the U2 kind of vibe and the mustache and the helmet? And
the Spanish one?
Yeah.
Oh, Héroes del Silencio. We played a while ago.
Yeah. What about that? You know, they look like they're in the mood.
No, I think Aaron, you're talking about Loco Mía.
Oh, okay. This is crazy. You
know, that would not get me in the mood but at all.
Yeah, but just the album cover would.
Oh, maybe.
Right on.
You have to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, name of the next track is "Make It With You."
Yeah.
From the Queens of the Stone Age. What they gonna make it?
They're gonna make it with you. That's what they're gonna do.
Believe it or not, that was part of the song, Make It With You, Queens of the Stone Age.
All right. We've come to the end of our show, which means we need to do one last little wee thing. Desserts Night, we're brought to you by Bloom Cafe, 208 High Street, between the pink pillars.
Mochueca.
Yeah, boy.
They're going to be there for takeaways, eh?
Yeah, man.
Keeping it real, keeping it fresh.
Yeah, keeping it out of the building.
Okay, Aaron, yes. I gotta say,
yeah,
the next song I've brought to you, because I felt like cooking desserts tonight and saying, this is for you, well, for you too, Fernando, because I bring my European heritage, and this is from Germany.
Yes.
Not that I have much to do with the Germans, but sometimes I do, and this is Paul Kalbrenner.
Awesome.
Berlin Calling, the name of the album, and the name of the track.
It's Aaron.
Hey, hey.
So we're going to be in your ear holes right till the end.
Fernando, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Oh, man. Thank you very much, guys, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's been great. And let's listen to the track.
We'll see you next week. You can listen to us on Saturday morning at some point.
4 to 6 a.m.
Yep, and all the other goodness. Thank you very much.
Chop sweet.
Good night.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Media Project. Other great podcasts from Fresh FM are available through the accessmedia.nz app or our website freshfm.net.